tell us some experiences about what you had down in West Virginia, Grandpa.
I'll tell you about a person that was back then. He's dead now. Been dead quite a while. And I went to see his wife when I was back the last time. And she got the home place there. And she has a boy that's still working for him. And so when he's not working there, he runs the little farm for her. And so I asked her how much she got out of her farm. She said, well, I can't hardly tell you. We just make a living, and not very much of a living. She said, my boy runs the farm, and he gives me two-thirds of the, what he gets off of the farm. And she can't talk plain. She plays the same third. She said, third. she said, I get a third. Two-thirds. She said, I found hard to live off of two-thirds. So that's a little story that she told me, that she didn't have to live.
Tell us some experiences you had on the railroad, Grandpa.
I had worked on the railroad.
Yeah. Well, I worked for a dime a day or something, you told me. You used to work on the railroad, throwing railroad ties down and all this stuff.
Oh. I worked at the sawmill.
Yeah.
About then. We'd load ties on the cars.
Tell me about the jackrabbit when you lost your watch down the rabbit hole or something. Remember? You know, when you used to work out here, when you come to Utah. About when you worked on the railroad out here in Utah.
Well, I worked on the railroad here in Utah, but I can't remember very much about it.
What else does he now talk about?
He used to send me and Bill Longstreet out south here to clean the switches out, and the wind would be blowing so hard that it blow snow all over Bill Longstreet, and it couldn't hardly see what he looked like. That snow all over his face, I couldn't hardly see him.
He can't turn away from the cows.
What'd you do, slip on some ice or something? Slip on some ice or
something? Oh, that was in the stable. No, when I fell this last time, we all tied up here, fell out there in the kitchen, slipped on the roof, and the leg slipped right there and out there.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
So now, I was down to Iverson one day, went down that street, walked in down there three times, and forced for the last month. And I went down the first time, I went down and looked at the snow on the ground. Just a little, just ground was white. I made it up that time. The next time I went down, I wanted something from the store. So I went down. I don't remember things anymore. I'll tell you that I never got any schooling. We had over 2 miles to go to the
down. They afraid to let us go when we were in the puddle. Afraid that we would get drowned. So we had to stay at home. Then when they got a little bigger, the ones that lived close to the schoolhouse got so far ahead of us that we were ashamed to go then. Hello? We were ashamed to go to school because the other was a half. It was so close there, so we didn't get any schooling.
Hi, Merry Christmas. How are you? How are you today? What are you doing?
Tape recording Grandpa on the way.
Oh. Well, I don't hear him talk. Why don't you say something?
Can't say very much. So we never got any, none of us got any education, and younger sister Lizzie got started to go to school, and we kind of helped her along, and she got far enough along that she got to be a school teacher. The rest of us got no education. Dad put us to work. We had to work on the farm. And so that's all we got out of, just a lot of hard work. Didn't get hardly anything. Then when I got to be 21 years old, then I went to work for my father, and I worked for him till I got married. And I was 28 years old when I got married, and I worked for $1 a week for him from the time I was 21 years old till I was 28 years old. And once in a while, Dad would let me have the team, and I'd go in the Charlton, and I'd work on the street. And I got $3 a day for me and the team.
Thank you, Grandpa. This recording was made December 25th, 1963, of my Grandpa Hibner's voice at the age of 84 years of age.